Hey there. It is July 22nd. It's a Monday night, and I'm just actually getting ready to go to bed, but I wanted to ramble for a little bit first. Tomorrow I got to go see my dermatologist. I have actually a surgery scheduled. I guess once again, got to have a little removal, skin cancer removal, squamous cell carcinoma, technically, is what it's called. This will be like the 14th time now in the last 10 years. You know, I just keep getting it. And, when I first got one 10 years ago, the first thing the doctor did tell me was, if you see one now, you'll probably be seeing them pretty much for the rest of your life because, you know, you pretty well got damaged skin, sins of the past, as he calls it. Yeah, I used to use tanning beds in the 80s. Yes, the 80s. Everybody used tanning beds, but I'm Spanish and Irish. Meaning I'm ultra fair and a lot of freckles. So it's really kind of hard to even tell, you know, the good spots from the bad spots. So I definitely, you know, love my dermatologist because he can tell the difference. But the squamous cell, they have a definite, a look to all their own. They don't look like a freckle. As a matter of fact, they kind of hurt, itch. They actually, every time I've had him look at one or he sees one, it kind of looks like a spider bite or something to that effect. You know, it's kind of scaly. It's almost mistaken, you know, like I've thought maybe it was a wart because, you know, it's got, you know, big kind of roundness, scales on it. But it just looks like a wart. Feels like a wart. It's hard, but it's not a wart. And the reason they know it's not a wart, of course, is because, yeah, my doctor will do a biopsy on it. And it comes back. Yeah, got to cut that crap off. So tomorrow, that's what I got to do. I got to have another squamous cell carcinoma cut off just below the kneecap, and I'll probably get about 20 stitches. I don't know, something like that. But that means no swimming, and this is summer. I don't want to go swimming, but at the same time, yeah, I'm grateful that my dermatologist knows to take a biopsy when he needs to. And, like I said, this isn't my first rodeo. This will be the 14th time now I've had to have this little skin cancer stuff removed off of my legs, my chest. It usually appears in the places where you are, thin skin, yeah, closest to the bone. The worst one I had was about 2 years ago, and I had to have a Mohs surgery, which is where I had to go to a completely different doctor, surgeon, because this wasn't something my dermatologist did. And they cut you and cut you and cut you, send it to the lab, come back, cut you some more, send it to the lab, come back, cut you some more, send it to the... Finally, they get done and you see your bone. No, really, I did. I saw my bone. And it took 6 months to heal from that because I wasn't allowed to have stitches. I had to heal just with an open wound. And that one was miserable. But at least the one that my dermatologist does, because he caught it early. That's the whole thing. You need to catch it early, early, early. Like, you know, as soon as you see something on your skin that's been there longer than 2 weeks, go see your dermatologist, seriously. Because 2 weeks, if it's still there, it needs to be removed. as I have discovered. Yeah, because as a rule, if you have anything on your body that's lasted longer than 2 weeks, you really should go get it checked out. Okay. What a day. Yeah. It was surgery day. I say was, as in past tense, because it did not take place. Oh my gosh. I thought it was going to take place. I got the call last night telling me to be sure to be there an hour early to prep. And then I got there and there's this big note on the door saying, you know, office closed until Thursday. And I'm like, well, that makes no sense. And then I thought, well, maybe I'm supposed to be at his other office, which is in Tarzana. But then I thought, no, that's not right, because it's definitely where it's supposed to be. And so the nurse apparently was in the building, and she heard me outside, and she let me in. And she goes, well, I called you. Did you not get the message? I'm like, no, I didn't get a message. I got one saying be here an hour early. She goes, oh, no, I also called you this morning to let you know the doctor is sick. He came into work, and unfortunately, he doesn't know if he's got the flu or what, but he had to leave almost immediately. And so, you know, we have to reschedule this. I'm like, oh, okay. So, yeah, I'm stuck with this on my leg now for apparently a little longer. The next available opportunity to cut it off is on August the 20th. That's 4 weeks from today. And I'm like, that's the soonest you can give me? 4 weeks from today? I mean, it's squamous cell carcinoma, skin cancer. Isn't it run the risk of it getting into the bloodstream? And she's like, well, you're okay. You should be fine. Don't quote me on it, though. Yeah, no, I'm a little nervous because, yeah, I've known a few people who have, you know, passed due to the squamous cell carcinoma, as it's called, SCC, you know, skin cancer, that got into the bloodstream and then, you know, entered other areas of the body that had to be cut and then radiation, chemo, and all that. And I'm trying to avoid all that by getting it cut off my skin. You know, catch it early. That's the whole purpose of catching it early, right? Right. So she said I should be fine, that due to its location, because it's below my knee on my leg. And, well, if it was on my nose or on my tongue or, you know, someplace really close to, I guess, the bloodstream, then it'd be a little more concern, and I would have to go to their Tarzana office. But I should be okay another 4 weeks. So in the meantime, I want to make sure I don't get any infection. So I gotta, yeah, cover it back up with the Band-Aid. Make sure, you know, I do the antibacterial soap, Neosporin, whatever. Don't be touching it. Don't want to get a staph infection on top of, you know, skin cancer. That would just, because then that would prevent me from getting the surgery, because, you know, you can't get the surgery if you have any type of infection. So at any rate, yeah, I'm stuck sporting the skin cancer on the leg for at least another 4 weeks. So I guess, you know, just going to have to deal with it for another 4 weeks. Outside of that, well, I guess thanks for listening to me rant about what I'm currently dealing with as far as the skin cancer on the leg goes. I will be checking in again soon. Bye for now.